Hare Krishna. Before continuing with our podcast, just to call everyone's attention to yesterday's topic and the online petition that's available just in this title, and the request devotees to participate in that. In brief, if you didn't hear what I said yesterday, the new church law is that has passed has neglected to address the pasturing grounds and agricultural lands of New Brajadam. And as such, in January 1st, it can possibly become government property or a legally undefined entity. Its ownership not at present in the name of the Krishna Conscious Society, if we cease being a church at that time, which is what the law says at present. So we want to bring this to the attention of the government, although we have done so in many communiques, but now in a public way, and one of that is going to be a petition. The link to the petition is there. You can see that. And the petition is written both in Hungarian as well as in English. And unfortunately, where you have to sign in, that's in Hungarian, but just above it there's an English key as to what the Hungarian words mean, namely your first name and family name and city, country, and email. That's all. We're really trying to collect tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of names. So my humble request is that if you pass this link on to others and ask them to also sign in, it would be very advantageous. In fact, you will find in the article section a very brief blurb from me along with the link that you can then pass on electronically to anyone else. You just copy it and pass it on to any contact with your own personal request. Thank you very much. And today we had a nice kirtan, Swade Sham, and the class is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's talking to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And particularly, he's pointing out to Sarvabhauma how, because he misinterprets the Vedic literature in an indirect way, therefore he can't really understand what it says. So we spent the class talking about what's direct and indirect, and obviously there are two different ways to approach Vedic literature, and really that's what the main argument is all about, between different Vaishnav traditions or different non-Vaishnav, and particularly Mayavad and personalist schools, is whether the absolute truth is personal or impersonal. If you interpret the Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas, if someone accepts the Puranas in a direct way, then it becomes very clear that the absolute truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. If you interpret it in an indirect way, then you can eke out so many other meanings. However, a indirect meaning is never a direct meaning. Is never a primary meaning. Always direct meanings are primary. And just approaching something indirectly is actually a sign of dishonesty. Generally, when I say, give me a glass of water, the context and the meaning of that question is that I want a glass of water. It's not that I'm not saying pour a glass of water on the plant beside me. It doesn't say give me a glass of milk. It means give me a glass of water. if I have a glass of water already in my hand and I'm looking at the plant beside me, then give me a glass of water could mean pour, get a glass of water and pour it on the plant. But unless that implication is there, then one should take the direct meaning of a topic. And this is really the fallacy and dishonesty of Mayavad philosophy, these indirect understandings of scripture. Sometimes indirect is required, but only sometimes, when the direct meaning itself is non-contextual and doesn't hold up to all the other statements of scripture. For instance, in the south tip of India, there is the Rameshwar temple. There's a deity of Lord Shiva called Rameshwar. The direct meaning of the word Ram Ishwar means the Ishwara of Ram, or the controller of Ram, the Lord of Lord Ramchandra. Once there was a controversy about what this meant, and obviously the local priest said, well, it means that Lord Shiva is the Supreme Lord, and Lord Ramachandra is his devotee, and that Lord Ramachandra is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Lord Shiva is. When this conversation was going on, the demigods came, and they said, this is wrong. This is a misunderstanding. Actually, Ram Ishwara means that both Lord Shiva and Lord Ramachandra are Ishwara. In other words, they're both the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these speculations were just too much for Lord Shiva, so he personally spoke from his Shivalingam, and he said, you're both wrong. Ram Ishwara means the Ram, who is the Ishwara of Shiva. In other words, he gave the indirect meaning of the word Rameshwar. It's not the direct meaning, but because it's contextually correct, because it's synonymous with the rest of the teachings of the Vedic literature. Therefore, that indirect meaning is what should be understood. So whenever someone talks about Rameshwar, Rameshwaram, or gives an explanation, then it's this understanding that we should also apply and understand. Srila Prabhupada is trying to destroy this type of indirect meaning which comes from and results in a impersonal approach to the understanding of God. Do we directly accept Krishna's statements, or do we indirectly accept them? Krishna says, Mami kam sharanam bhaja, just depend on me fully. Do we qualify that statement when Krishna says that? Well, it doesn't really mean that you fully state. It means that, you know, you have to make your own efforts. But Krishna says, Mami kam, just exclusively depend on me. The example of Arjunacharya and his difficulty in accepting when Krishna says Yoga Kshema Vahami Aham. Krishna says Vahami means I directly carry this. He couldn't directly accept. He said, well, it can't mean that Krishna is personally carrying it on his back. It must mean that he makes arrangement. And then, of course, I'm sure devotees have heard the story that Krishna then came personally along with Balaram, his little boys, carrying on their backs food for Arjunacharya, just to show that they actually personally will carry what their devotees need. So we can see, even in the example of such exalted personalities, great devotees still have the tendency to not fully depend upon Krishna's word. And so we should see that, yes, this tendency which breeds impersonalism is there. If we really accept Krishna as a person, then we really accept what he says. And when Krishna says, just depend on me alone, I will carry what you lack, then we should have faith in Krishna's words. Take him at his word. Take it directly. Don't interpret. And if, well, does that mean that Krishna is going to bring me my food directly? Well, if he does, then yes. And if he doesn't, then because that's what he's bringing. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to fast. But if he wants to provide you, then he will bring it directly. And if he doesn't want to provide you, then it doesn't matter what you do anyway, because you're not going to get what you need. So we need to recognize, of course, that doesn't mean that we just sit around and wait for Krishna to feed us, because Krishna has also given us so many other instructions in which we're meant to go about our day-to-day life and feed him, and in the process eat his remnants. But in any case, I think that message is there, is that we shouldn't fall victim to the same type of explanation and explaining away Krishna's very clear and explicit words with our own different types of speculation, but rather we should, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, accept the direct meaning of scripture. Once again, please do the needful in terms of sending those petitions, signing those petitions, and we thank you in advance for doing so. Hare Krishna.